our new esteemed intern, Lori Liebig, is sitting in today. You'll find, as most people have when they sit in on the taping for the first time, a tremendous amount of disappointment washing over you.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you brought the legal form down, or this non-disclosure form for Lori.
You are not to discuss anything that happens.
Yeah.
The
only real responsibility that you have, well, there are a couple of things. One is you keep track of all the songs, so you'll build the web page. But if I start like falling asleep and drooling out of the side of my mouth, you just kick me under the table.
Right.
There's a little space between the equipment there. Just kick.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, you can step real hard.
Okay.
All right, great. We got that. Now, Robin, sugar cookie every 15 minutes.
I don't need a sugar cookie, but you know, I haven't had my my sweet tarts in a long time. Well, the candy bowl's gone.
Was it mice?
It was mice was getting in the candy bowl, so they took it away and.
Oh no!
Yeah, and so now I'm. What are we doing?
See what I mean?
Oh, I know. You should play first. Adams for Peace.
That's the plan. can you do your Barney Fife?
That's the plan. A little music, a nap, head over to a friend's house, watch a little television.
How about if I kick it off with this song?
Okay.
Yeah. This is Adams for Peace, new project.
How long have we been waiting for this?
A long time. Let's just play it, and then we'll come back and talk about it. You know, Tom York and Nigel Godrich and Joey Warnaker and Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers, the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Isn't this great, Lori?
This is going way better than it usually does. I am not kidding.
that is fierce.
Yeah, it's amazing. You talked with Tom York and Nigel Godrich and Joey Warnker, who plays drums on this, and couldn't tell where the digital electronic drums started and the actual human drumming ended. You know, it was amazing. It's so seamless how they work together.
So we have a conversation, about a half-hour conversation with them online that just went up. And part of that conversation was sort of about how they came to make the record. It's called Amok. It comes out the end of February. And one of the ways they did this was very similar to the way Miles Davis did in A Silent Way, which is go in, record hours and hours of stuff, and then go weed through the stuff, find the little moments, and make something of those moments. And I think it's a fantastic way to work, especially when you get busy people like that who don't want to sit and write songs in the way they always do. The whole point of doing this and getting together and with other people and doing a different band when you already have a very successful band is to do something in a different way.
And that conversation with Tom York and Nigel Godrich and Joey Warnker is on our website right now.
Yeah. In fact, why don't I put it in the podcast too?
I'll
do that in the podcast.
Yeah, perfect.
Excellent.
Well, speaking of our site and our blog, I want to talk about a band that we actually featured on our blog recently, but haven't put on the show yet. The group is called Nightbeds.
I'm glad you're doing this.
Yeah, Nightbeds, it's basically one guy's name's Winston Yellen. Well, he's got a supporting band, but it's
they
mostly
don't count.
His project.
No,
yeah.
Sorry.
And but we put a video up on our site called for the song Even If We Try. And it was a video that was just, to me, so deeply disturbing.
And you know me, I'm the one who wanted this, and I'm the one who, like, oh, violence. No, I'm sorry, I'm not putting that on the site.
And, right? it's a very odd form of violence, too. It's not like anyone's getting beaten up or
anything. You really hazing, kind of.
Yeah, it's
like
hazing. And
lipstick on them. And
yeah, at a party. And you really just have to watch it. Go to our site and search for Nightbeds, and you'll find it, or for this show, and I'll include a link for it. But I want to play the song that was used in that video, because even though the video was very disturbing, the song itself was undeniably gorgeous, and it's called Even If We Try.
Even if we try, even if we try to make ourselves all right, to mend our severed lives, while all the rivers rage, descend upon the sage. Alone in willowed eaves, I lift my voice to sing. Ooh, 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 ooh. To the past, clouding in my glass, lever all my youth, remember what is true, as we watch the colors fleeting with the cold, laces set on fire. Johnny, please speak to me.
Winston Yellen.
Nice choice.
What a voice.
Yeah.
You know, he starts off at the top of that cut. It's a cappella, and there are lots of little a cappella moments on this whole record, and he really has the voice to pull it off. That song was Even If We Try, and it's from his debut record called Country Sleep. You know, he was going to school in Nashville, and he was a student, and he dropped out of college. He lost his job. His girlfriend broke up with him, and it was all perfect fodder for country music, right? And he ended up making this record, and Winston says that much of this album was written at night and in his bed. Night Beds, name of the group, and the whole record has this very nocturnal feel to it. It's very dark and dreamy. Love it.
Maybe they could put mattresses out when we go does concerts. We just lie down.
Yeah, he is. He's coming in for a Tiny Desk concert. So,
when's he coming in?
Next week. Next week. Did you not know this?
You know, it's really been a crazy, crazy bunch of weeks.
You know,
here.
Show business.
Yeah,
it never sleeps.
And speaking of Tiny Desk, you know, we're moving, right? And I saw the new space yesterday. You were
moving
up.
All of NPR is moving to a new building.
Right, and we're gonna have a place for Tiny Desk concerts, which will again be my desk, and I saw it yesterday.
It's in the boiler room now, but people don't realize that's where we've...
They'd rather me
management
down there.
Is sending you a very clear message in the new building.
It will say boiling room, but that's just but everybody understands that it's a boiler room. But no, this is really good news. Anyway, coming soon. Bigger space.
Yes.
A little more space. Do you know this song?
There's a new sensation, a fabulous creation, a danceable solution to teenage revolution. Do the strangler when you feel love.
It's Roxy Music, second record, one of my very favorite bands of the 70s, and one of my favorite songs by Roxy Music. Brian Eno was in the band back then. The band was crazy wild, great saxophone.
Great saxophone.
Here comes. The saxophone comes a little.
Yeah,
little.
It's not usually something you hear anymore.
Yeah, this
someone
one.
Said.
They really knew how to do it. And Brian Ferry has a new project out. It's called The Jazz Age, and it reimagines his music. Very often romantic music, sometimes frenetic, like it is here, less so on the later records. But he reimagines it as a 1920s instrumental jazz band. Now, this is from a singer.
Right. Yeah, he's just to be clear, he's not singing on the... changed the instrumentation to make it sound like it's an old jazz band. He's not even singing over it.
Yeah.
It's entirely... The melodies and everything are taken over by the instruments.
Right. It's not like Roxy Music classical versions or something.
Right,
right,
right. Right.
The symphonic
Roxy Music.
Yeah. So I'm going to play you this. This is Do the Strand, the lead-off track from The Jazz Age. I am completely obsessed by this. I've listened to this probably 4 or 5 times a day since I've got it.
Wow. And the song we're going to play now is the 20s jazz version of the cut you just played.
You bet. Thank you.
Now, you're a much bigger Brian Ferry Roxy Music fan than I have ever been. Could you have told me that that was The Strand if you heard just that you
totally
can.
Do The Strand, yeah. Totally there. That's not true of everything on this record, but...
It's crazy.
It is wonderful.
Who thinks? Right. I've got it. This is my next big career move.
But Brian Ferry says he's always wanted to do an instrumental record.
Yeah.
And he did it. He found a fellow to work with on the arrangements. I'm going to go interview Brian Ferry next Monday in New York. He is going to be our Valentine's Day DJ.
Oh, right.
Right.
This is so
perfect. It's going to be awesome.
Well, I think of him as a crooner and a romantic for sure. So he's perfect for Valentine's Day. You know, and on this record, it's actually being billed as the Brian Ferry Orchestra is the band behind this. And I've got another orchestra, the Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
Awesome.
Unknown Mortal Orchestra. You know, Bob, it's getting harder and harder to say exactly what music is, you know, the genres and styles and everything. And we do a question of the week on the blog every week. And this week's question was, who's making the most original music now? And... in thinking about that, I started to realize just how impossible it is to even tell. You know, you can tell the roots of music, but everyone is mixing so many different sounds together now. And the Unknown Mortal Orchestra, it's really hard to pin down what this record is. It's called Two. It's their second one. And it's a Roman numeral two. And it's got a little bit of pop and psychedelic rock and
they have a unique
soul
sound.
I'll just play something from the new record. The song from the Unknown Mortal Orchestra is called One at a Time. Songs on this record just turn on a dime, and lots of shape shifting throughout the album. Really love this record, called Two, the Roman numeral Two, by the Unknown Mortal Orchestra. We have the whole thing online part of our First Listen series. You can hear the whole record on NPR Music.
Excellent. It in the way Alt J does that quick shifts in within songs.
Yeah,
Unknown Mortal does that too.
Yeah, that's a good comparison, I think.
I'm going to play Caveman, a band you know I fell in love with when I went to CMJ in 2011. They're a New York-based band.
Yeah, I remember liking them.
Like them a lot. And they have a new record. It feels a bit like a quieter record for them, still guitar-based. You know, they make their own guitars, really beautiful instruments. I like these guys so much. Record comes out in the top of April. I'm going to play a song from Caveman. The record's self-titled. The song's called In the City. And you know, I need that cable. One day we're going to get another cable. That's the plan.
We should, that's the plan.
Get a cable, go to the store.
Go to the store, get a cable. We should do a show where we just cut together all the times we've mentioned how we need a new cable. I bet we have 30 minutes worth of that at least.
Right.
Need a new cable, plonk. Yeah.
If it's not clear, we have one cable for each of our two computers where we bounce back and forth because we each pick our own songs and we don't know what we're going
to
play.
Oh, when we move to the new building, though.
Yes.
We'll need an extra cable there because...
Why?
Because we can, the new studios have an input, two inputs.
Two inputs?
Yes.
We're going to have two inputs? Oh, my God.
So to be fair, even if we had another cable right now.
Look, folks, you may think that NPR is now going overboard and is swelled with money because we have two inputs. But really, the inputs really aren't that expensive.
I totally just snorted.
You snorted on the air.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I couldn't catch that. All right, let's play.
Caveman.
Where in the city? She can't.
loved that.
Oh, good.
That was amazing. CIT never hits the stop button. We need an intern to just stand behind you.
Okay, Lori, this is a great job.
And then when your song's done, they reach around and they hit the stop button.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
That'd really be helpful.
Can we make sure we put that in the things interns do when they apply? Must hit the stop button after song finishes.
Yeah. I think this would really be helpful.
I'm just so glad that we live in an age where we can hear a band like that.
Yeah.
You know, just it's such a small band that, you know, 20 years ago, even maybe 10, 15 years ago, just wouldn't track, get our attention as easily as it does today. And I just think that was wonderful. Just amazing.
In the City by Caveman. Record comes out top of April.
Well, it's not too early, even though the year's just started. It's not too early to be thinking of our best of 2013 lists.
Oh, no.
No, one thing we do here, we've got a running list that we start at the top of the year of things that we think we're going to still be loving at the end of the year, so that makes it maybe a little easier for us to remember our favorite recordings. And this is one that I'm going to put on the list for January, best discovery of January for me, X-Cops. Have you spent any time with this?
Not a clue.
X-Cops. This is a duo from New York. They've got a debut record out called True Hallucinations. It reminds me a little bit of maybe a hazier Smith Western. You know, it's super catchy, but a little moody. And I think this is a group that people will be talking about a lot this year. X-Cops. I want to play the song James.
Other things before we go, I did a Fleetwood Mac on why I actually really don't like and never have liked and probably never will like the Rumors record, which is 35 years old today or this week.
Yeah. You know, I'm just going to go ahead and say that since I will not comment in the comment section to let anyone know there that I'm actually with you on this one.
Great.
I've never been a big fan myself.
Tiny Desk Concert is...
We forgot of Montreal. And, you know, for that band is so huge when they play live, very theatrical. And this is very stripped down.
And no clothes.
Completely naked. No, it's just acoustic guitars. Yeah. And it's something completely different from of Montreal.
And you can follow us on Twitter at All Songs. I do an Instagram thing using the name Tiny Desk.
Oh, I do Twitter too, Bob. It's NPROBIN.
Yeah, NPROBIN.
NP Robin.
NPR. I think of it as NPR Robin.
NPR Robin.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that works too.
Great.
And I also do Instagram at Hug Machine Music, but really all I ever do is take pictures of Bob and put them up there. It's true. I do. I put one up. We were at the show. We were at Rah Rah Riot. Snagged a picture there. Put it up.
Well, Lori, what do you think? First show kind of was like a little magic.
Yeah. I feel overwhelmed.
Okay. Did you laughed? Yeah.
I laughed. I cried. I got sad and happy.
Yeah. Well, that's it.
That's the plan. Gonna go upstairs.
Hit X-Cops.
Oh, I need that cable.
All right. For NPR Music, what else is it? It's All Songs Considered. What else could it be?
I laughed all day.
Inside a darkened room, there's nothing left to steal. Jesus Christ, my aim is true. In the softest shit in the afternoon, I was sleeping on a subway train. I could forget my name. We were going insane. I can see what's wrong with me, but I can't conceive in authority. Summer lasts so dear, we fell asleep in a hurricane. It made you late for school, we're driving fast, you need a spoon. If you like it, you can have some tea, but my main concern is the quality. It's really nothing that you haven't seen, something deep within your propriety. Summer lasts so dear, we fell asleep in a hurricane. It made you late for school, we're driving fast to meet a school. Mm-hmm.
cool, I agree with what your mother says. But knowing you were down, I was taking hits when you were on the ground. It's all I lost.